You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An air quality alert is in effect until 3 p.m. today. Governor Tony Evers took action on several pieces of legislation. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
There's now a new certification for advanced practice nurses that makes it easier for them to practice on their own. About 8,000 nurses in Wisconsin could qualify under this new law, and advocates say that could increase healthcare access. Also in healthcare, patients can no longer be given pelvic exams for educational reasons without their consent while they're under anesthesia. That law was sparked by a Madison woman who began advocating for the measure after learning it happened to her. Another new law clarifies that people renting spots at campgrounds are not tenants, so landlord and tenant laws do not apply. That can make it easier for law enforcement to remove people from a campground. Another new law increases the penalties for purposely damaging telephone or cable infrastructure. It's now a felony instead of a misdemeanor. Now let's get to the vetoes. The most notable, Evers vetoed that bill that would have given drivers for services like DoorDash and Uber access to portable benefits accounts to save for retirement and sick time. Evers says he vetoed it because it also classified these drivers as independent contractors, which would have prevented them from unionizing. According to WisPolitics, DoorDash in particular spent more than $1 million here in Wisconsin in just 6 months lobbying to get this bill passed. Republicans who authored it say Evers is telling gig workers they don't matter. Evers says he didn't sign on because it would have also excluded those workers from minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and workers' compensation. He also vetoed a bill that had to do with revoking probation and another that would create a whole separate court for business cases in the state of Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee voted to recommend adding drinking fountains around La Crosse at its most recent meeting. The new drinking fountains would be accessible to all, which is the reason why the current green bubblers around the city are turned off. A measure to delay removing the bubblers for historic reasons, which were shut off at the start of the year for not complying with ADA, failed to gain support. The recommendation to add drinking fountains around the city will move on to the full Common Council next week. After pushback from local residents, businesses, and emergency services, a planned closure of Highway 35 between Trempealeau and Holman has been delayed until at least 2029. The project, which was scheduled to begin in 2027, would have closed the highway to replace four bridges. Community members were not in favor of a full closure of the highway. The Wisconsin DOT's revised plan called for a single-lane closure instead of a full closure. A public meeting on the project will be held at the Trempealeau Village Hall on August 19th. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold, with the current owner celebrating their final week in business. According to a post on Facebook, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold this month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting their business. The final Friday night fish fry will be this week. A farewell party is scheduled for Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. The new owners said, quote, that they hope to continue the legacy of community, kindness, excitement, and fun. If you've ever wanted to work with wildlife, now's your chance. With more, here's Civic Media's Charlie Pittman.
The Wisconsin DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn to doe ratio for deer and the holts to hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
Late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring, because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults. Juveniles are still quite a bit smaller than adults. Fawn deer still have their spots, which makes it easy to tell them apart from the adults. These characteristics just help to provide a more accurate count of juveniles to adults.
Both surveys ask ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. The Game Bird Survey asks where and when you saw a ruffed grouse, a ring-necked peasant, a wild turkey, or a gray partridge, and whether they were alone or in a brood. Operation Deer Watch asks for all the deer you've seen, whether they're does, bucks, or fawns. It'll also ask you whether the fawns are alone or with their doe. Freighter says, take your time with that last question. While it can be hard to tell if you're driving, it's a crucial question. State biologists started collecting this data at least 60 years ago to get a handle on wildlife populations, but the surveys have been open to the public for about the last 15 years. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app. The DNR says don't try and submit your data if you're behind the wheel.
After Trump administration cuts to public broadcasting, one station in Wisconsin is in danger of shutting down. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Believe it or not, high school sports are back this month. The first sport that can hold competition is girls' golf, with its earliest event date on August 14th. Girls' tennis can hold its first meets on August 16th, and girls' swimming and diving can begin competitions on August 20th. Wisconsin's most participated in high school sport, football, can begin play on August 21st. The remaining fall sports, cross-country, volleyball, and boys' soccer, can begin competitions on August 26th. Fall sports championships begin in October and finish the week before Thanksgiving. We'll have partly sunny skies with highs in the 80s today across western Wisconsin. We're in for a dry spell midweek with highs around 80 degrees the next couple of days. And then after that, more scattered rain and storm chances return Friday and into the weekend. That's also when hotter temperatures return, with some places expected to reach 90 degrees. The warm-up will only last a couple of days before we fall back down to around 80 degrees next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, I just clicked knees a little bit. So obviously as a 22-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college. So just a little bruise. But, I mean, I felt a lot good. Was running there at the end of practice. So it was good competitive period. So it happens, but I feel fine. So
NFL. The Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1 thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, oof, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad, even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. But just to reiterate, 3%. That's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film. But show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.